broadcasting live from somewhere in the desert, posting up truth like a stamp in the corner of a letter. It's Leander Grace Out Loud. Amid lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. And once awakened, we speak truth everywhere. Now we're opening night and powering to reveal what's been hidden in plain sight. It's time for Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. Oh, good evening, everybody. Shout out to Lottie Dottie and every other body, and a great big shout out to all our mega patriots, maybe in a nine or two, and those on the road, folks. A salute out also to our listening Space Force Rangers. Welcome to our flagship program, Holistic Truth. It is Wednesday, June 28th, 2023, and we continue to broadcast live from the high mountain desert as we hold a space of peace, love, and grace in solidarity with the patriots worldwide as the Great Awakening continues to accelerate across the face of the earth. Our goal today, as it is every day, is to help relieve suffering through empowerment by shining our light on and getting to the holistic truth. It's a very exciting time to be alive and aware and awake and about the business of this one thing. And for those of you joining us here for the first time, we'll define this term for you, holistic truth. Just as holistic medicine refers to the total care of the human body through the mind, body, and spirit, holistic truth refers to the viewing, treating, and healing of the human experience through empathy, compassion, leading us ultimately to forgiveness. I think you guys are going to like this kind of culmination program we've got going. Let me get a drink, got a little dry mouth going. And it looks like I might have swallowed the wrong way. So let me take just a little minute to take care of that. Hang on. It's definitely going to be his time this time. Guys, I want to thank you for your patience with that. I seem to have swallowed the wrong way and got a little choky. And if you'll notice that tonight's broadcast is an abbreviated broadcast. We're only on for 30 minutes this evening. The reason is because of the weekend that it is, we have a lot of poppy, snappy things going on. And when that happens, then my four-legged little furries get a little bit nervous, and then they shake and they need comforting, and so I need to be available to them for that. So I want to welcome you to the broadcast. I am, of course, your host, Leander Grace. Thank you again for your patience during the little coughing fit. We seem to get over that rather quickly. For those of you who have issues with having little tickles in the back of your throat and stuff, here's a little pro tip, neurological pro tip. It's usually a neurological cough. Something's not clicking. Doctors can check that out. But a cold water on the back of the neck and fanning it to cool off the very back of the neck will help that stop that cough much more quickly than waiting for it to just run its course. So there you have that. I just thought a little pro tip on it, a little health-wise stuff. All right, so tonight, as we said before I started coughing up a lung, was that we're going to have a culminating broadcast tonight, kind of culminate some of the things going on physically, metaphysically, spiritually, light-wise. What does that mean, right? All of these things are coming together. Hopefully, you're getting the correct picture as we paint it, because there's a picture that's being painted, has been being painted, and is being painted even now for you to see. And if you'll see on the Blog Talk Radio page, the very first graphic that we have there is another repeat of our broadcast from Monday night, Empathic Channel, where we did the narration or the reading, actually, of the trimorphic protonoia that explained the light and the voice and all the thought, all of those things. Well, tonight, what I wanted to go ahead and show out just side by side, as we see in Solomon, the mystical portion of the Song of Solomon, the Song of Songs, the most beautiful song in the world. We also see a correlation with the Holy Spirit and the existence of the light being passed down through the mitochondria. And at the time of conception is when the mitochondria of the mother overpowers the mitochondrial information that's in the sperm of the father. So it's the mitochondrial DNA of the mother that survives, which is why we can trace the mitochondrial DNA all the way back to Ahava, all the way back to Adam and Eve. That's how precise the mitochondria is. And having said that, do we not see that regardless of our skin color, we're all the same? We all have the same Eve. Right? That's it. And she is waiting for her lights to shine so they can go ahead and be taken home. And I'll leave that there to rest. But I also want to bring your attention to the other graphic that's there. We can go ahead and take a look at it on your screen. And that is, and you can even pause it while you're listening to this live. You can pause the really roly scrolly part. And go ahead and feel free to pause it there on Genesis 1:6, that layout, that meme that I created there. And Genesis 1:6 says, and God said, and now I do preface this. I want to preface this. There's a church, evidently, a group of individuals that think that they're going to recreate God in their image and that they're going to rewrite the scripture according to their purpose. And it seems about a whole bunch of, and it's not a gay church, people. Let's not do that to the gay community there. You know, there's debauchery, and then there's homosexuals. It's totally different. And these people are so debased, they cannot hear the Holy Spirit's voice at all, or they would stop what they're doing. And I'm holding this up as an example. Remember when we talked about the trimorphic proteinoia, where the voice is, where the thought comes from, then the voice, and then the word, the logos, and then the action. We need to think about it in these mystical terms and apply them to the proper people, the proper entities, the proper players. It's not a bunch of people sitting around in a church who are so darn confused that they cannot even hear the Holy Spirit's voice to tell them that what they're doing is absolutely blasphemous against the Holy Spirit. It is a blasphemy against Holy Spirit to say that Jesus has two dads? No. He has a heavenly father and an earthly father just like the rest of us. That's what that's about. If we have a father in heaven because we believe in Christ and we know that the father in heaven is his father, he's the son of God, that's the point. That's the saving knowledge right there, to recognize that. So the shit that they're teaching, God's right, probably going to zap them. They need to get really careful about what's coming out their mouth and what they're trying to sell as some kind of a religion to follow, because it makes their ears tickle and warm, fuzzy inside, and no one's holding them accountable for the absolute immorality and debauchery that they're imposing on us. Remember, they have numbers too, which is why it is very necessary for us to gather in groups and in numbers to pray together over this, for God to be able to work. So it's absolutely a blasphemy. It is absolutely insanity and debauchery. And they're saying that they can, just like that Noahoa-Boa dude that thinks he's going to rewrite a scripture with AI and he's going to make man with a computer program. No. They'll never capture the light. And the trimorphic proteinoia was about that. She's unrestrainable. Just ask those who know her. She's unrestrainable, even to the vessel, from time to time. So there's that. And if they have darkened their hearts and their ears to the point that they can't hear Holy Spirit pleading with them to change, that becomes reprobate. That's the reprobate mind, which is different than a degenerate heart. A degenerate heart can be regenerated and renewed. A little circumcision here, pop out there, right? Yeah. But a reprobate mind does not return. A reprobate mind has no repentance. A reprobate mind cannot hear the voice of the Father, cannot hear the voice of Holy Spirit, and is not able to recognize Jesus Christ for who he is. And the scriptures all throughout tell us that. It is the Holy Spirit that reveals it. It is only through the Holy Spirit that it can be proclaimed. And if it cannot be proclaimed, the Holy Spirit's not in the house. So let's go ahead and look at Genesis 1:26 for our proof. Oh, yeah, God thought of everything. Got it all written down here in a mathematical formulation. So in Genesis 1:26, we got, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Who is he talking to? He's talking to the plurality within the trimorphic protonoia for reference. Let me get a drink. It's an intentional, intelligent design is what happened here. And we can prove this through math. Let me get a drink. In Genesis 1:27, it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And so we do have an Aleph Tav as a primer to the code. And if we look at the Aleph and the Tav, where it applies in the scripture, we see the double chevron, sideways chevron. Let me go ahead and clear my throat. And so we can grab there from the Aleph and Tav the mathematical formula, knowing that that's the beginning and the end, that is, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's John 1:1. And so when we come down here, let's go ahead and take a look at the scripture. Still stay with the scripture on me here. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs, and he closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her out of the man. Now let's take a look over the graphic over here, and what we see is an angular organ. If we look up here into the Hebrew, it doesn't say rib, it says from an angular organ of him, and we have always associated it with a rib because we know it's probably not his appendix, right? So there's a matrix that is involved in this, and we see the mathematical formula there. So if we take a look at the Aleph and the Tav, which is the beginning and the end, but we also know that the Aleph, if you remove the Yod, you have the Vav, and the mathematical formula is there for you to see. And so that we see that the female formula is XX, just as our chromosomes. God made it so that it all matched up inversely. And then the male, of course, is XY, which would be spiritually Aleph Vav. So we have the removal of the Yod from the Aleph, giving it to the female, giving the double X's, and the male then has this. Why is that? That's the spiritual connection. And it was that spiritual connection that was thought to be stolen by stealing the seed. Do you understand? The female seed with the mitochondria, does that represent the mitochondria? I don't know. There's people going mathematically crazy over it, definitely. So as we present this, and so above the top yod is the divine realm, and the bottom yod is the earthly realm. So we have Adam attached to the earthly realm, removing the divine realm and giving it to Eve. And why would that be? Well, we found out in Monday night's broadcast that the voice of Holy Spirit, nobody even knew the voice existed until she made herself known. That's according to the script that we read last night. Nobody knew that the voice she hid until the right time. And when was the first time? Well, we've got Abraham hearing the voice of God and then manifesting face to face. And they had a non-kosher meal, just saying, before they went and leveled Sodom and Gomorrah. So I also want to propose that a kosher meal was made because how unclean everything had become during their time in Egypt, and some of the other things that had occurred as well, setting a precedence, a legal precedence of who you pay homage to, and that, and we'll get to that in another broadcast, or we've covered it in others. So I wanted to show this and show that the Song of Songs is also has to do with the culmination portion, the culmination with the genetic portion, that we're not going to have it. God controls this part. This is what the dark side tries to force. And this is what God said, no. Let it all get spread out. Let them spread it out. Let them, my people are tough. My people can take it. Let it get spread out. They'll take a little hit here and there. But that which recognizes, that which is in the body that calls to the Creator is already inside of us. We are fully equipped. We are fully equipped to hear God. We are fully equipped to hear Holy Spirit. And we hear through Holy Spirit. And so we have our genetic tie, our DNA, which is passed down both through the mother and the father. And then we have the double portion, those words are important, of inheritance to the mother, which is the standard DNA and the mitochondrial DNA. There's a couple of times within the scriptures that a double portion has been mentioned. So understand, there's a connection. Those are dots. And I'm going to let you guys dive into those little dots there with the double portion, knowing there's also a double portion of genetic material. So is it any wonder that the adversary is trying so hard to corrupt the minds and the bodies of our children? I mean, first they had to do what? They had to get us to sleep. That's what had to happen. We had to go to sleep so that we wouldn't notice. Yeah, it kind of worked a little while till everybody started making noise, till it got bad enough to stink, to really smell it, until a man called Donald J. Trump stood up there and said, look. And then everybody threw stuff at him because they did not like what was already there. He just shone his flashlight into the dark space and said, this is why I ran. That was to stop it, to give us our nation back and to stop human trafficking and the horrific abuses of our children, the ones that are disappearing, being sold by perverts. And we know now that Joe Biden's one of them, one of the top dealers, he and his son. There's evidence. And say, well, Leanna Grace, you need to be careful. We're past careful. And careful got the kids generations of being in trouble. And so we're past time of being careful in any regard, on any topic. Everything is on the line. Everything. They say the soul of the nation, yep, that too, is on the line. And it's a matter of choice. It's a matter of choice. And I still hear people saying, well, these people aren't acting right. They're not, they're doing this, and the Bible says this. And I'm like, but Jesus says, love one another. He was the one that was doing the corn on the Sabbath. It's not illegal to get nourishment on the Sabbath. It's not illegal to feed yourself on the Sabbath. You say, well, in the desert, they had to go through some serious darn training. Absolutely. But when you start putting a rule over a rule over a rule over a rule, you can't fart to the left or the right because then everything's illegal. We restrain ourselves every time we throw a rule on someone else. Then we have to follow that same rule. And next thing you know, we've just chained each other up left and right, and the adversary's running all over us saying, no, we know. Everything's falling down in timber and going nutsy, 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 nutsy. It looks like hell, but trust us. And then everybody's in chains one way or the other and totally unable to do it. And that's why Donald J. Trump That's why God chose Donald J. Trump to do exactly what it is that he is doing, and exactly by the book. And he's got the law backing him up, and he's got the power of Christ and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and he has got the blessing of the Father. And so basically he's packing. What more do you can't beat that. If God be for us, who can be against us? So as far as, you know, do we get to win? Of course we win. Read the back of the book. God wins. You know, the looks like the first seal. You know, we're looking to see if it's the second seal next. We'll see how much war is going to be in, if it's going to be unleashed. We'll have to take a look. It looks like stuff's already happening. You guys can do the research, put some of this together, and find out what's next. What we do know is that the Patriots are now in control. There is no need to panic. We do know God is in control, and there's no need to panic. We do know that things are getting to a crescendo in this whole orchestra of happenings all around us. And the expectation for success for most who have been watching closely is very high. And there's always those who are waiting for the big work to get done. So, you know, we're all here to do what we're all here to do. And the number one thing that Christ told us to do is to love one another. And because in this, then we can share, like group hug, Holy Spirit group hug, right? And direct our prayers and our attention to the good things, to the building, to what the picture is going to look like when it's fixed, to all the looking forward to itness, not to be distracted with our attention and get caught up in the looking forward to itness that we forget the todayness of it, right? We don't want to do that. However, there's hope. This is not a hopeless situation. And I think it's ready to pop on the stage. I think we're about ready to find out some things are going to be happening. And so just what is the phrase? Buckle up, buttercup, or something like that. Yeah, that's what's going on. Hang on, see that we've already got the fireworks going on. So it was a little wise of me to have an abbreviated program. But I did want to bring this together and then also understand how the light, we also pointed that out in the other part, how the light affects us. The light that we can't see does penetrate, and it does affect us. And so the light that's coming in now is very energized, highly charged, and anything that is part of Holy Spirit in us is jostling around trying to get all the energies in alignment so that we can think better, we can feel better, we can see better, and we can hear better. And that's the main thing, is the Holy Spirit is talking to us in a still small voice, internally, internal guidance. And once we make that connection in the name of Jesus, oh man, it's amazing the guidance that is able to come in. And does it take a lot of practice? No. Now, just as the trimorphic paranoia says, she reveals herself to those she wants on her own accord. It's not an earned thing. It's a desire to meet. And as we've always said, you know, Jesus is waiting for the invitation into the heart. And Holy Spirit stands waiting to be invited. And the harlot has been on the Protestant couch. Jesus will kick it out. Jesus will kick her out. Holy Spirit will protect you. And that's what we want to bring. And how does Holy Spirit know? We're talking about light. And we're talking about light without locality because the light has been able to spread itself through the seeds of Abraham and others throughout the face of the earth. And so those who are still able to hear the voice of Holy Spirit are hearing the voice of Holy Spirit. They're getting excited. They're becoming expectant. And they know they're beginning to recognize evil when they see it. And they're also beginning to recognize lies when they hear it. And so this is a good thing. And I'm seeing a shift when I look out with my intuitive eyes on the horizon. What I'm seeing is a shift in hearts and a shift in the harmonics of hearts, where rather being discordant against each other, let me clear my throat, whether being discordant against each other, instead of that the new harmonic, it's going to start affecting people's hearts in a positive way, and it's going to start lifting people up, and the yucky things aren't going to be mattering as much, because they're going to see where the real enemy is. And so going forward, and we're going to go ahead and sign off here in just a minute, because there are other things that we need to take care of this evening as well, but going forward, remember, and I just lost my train of thought, so I guess I was thinking too hard about that, and then the Father sent my attention back here to the text, and he says, review the text. I'm like, okay, I'll review the text. So what we have is not transgender, okay? We're not looking at transgenderism here. We're not looking at a man becoming a woman. We're talking about the mystical design when God made us. So, with the aleph and the aleph, okay, so God took the top yod from Adam's aleph, resulting in the creation of the vav. And then Adam's son became aleph vav. Now, also notice that with this mixing, with this changing and the rearranging of the divine realm access point, and I'm, for lack of a better way to explain it, I'm going to call it that, we also see that when we get to the Messiah's formula, the Messiah's sum would be XX plus a yod plus a vav, and that would make the Messiah's sum triple X. So that's something to look about, because we do have a history of recognizing different people in our history as being thrice great, Trismegistus. So we'll need to take a look at that in coming broadcasts to see whether it meets the criteria. We'll also take a look at Thoth with a larger magnifying glass and see what's offered from that. Thoth from, reportedly from, and we'll say Thoth from Atlantis. So I am your host, Leanna Grace. It's been my absolute honor to bring you the broadcast tonight. I hope you found it informative as well as conclusive in some of the arguments that are going around as what all of this stuff means, and maybe be a little thought-provoking as well. Because going forward, we're gonna find out that things have not always been represented the way we've expected them to be represented. And that was a little warning that I had, so I just stopped talking in the middle of it. I am your host, Leanna Grace. We've been broadcasting live from the High Mountain Desert. It's my honor to bring you the broadcast. I hope it's been fruitful and it can multiply some form of enlightenment, some form of aha moments and paradigm shift, comfortable paradigm shift, or not. Until next time, I am reminding you to, as always, to watch for those signposts, to connect the dots, to find your path, to live in love, and do something good as we learn to forgive. And until next time, good night.